are Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. There is word today that new research indicates there may be a better way to predict breast cancer risk. CBS's Astrid Martinez is on the Health Watch.
Artificial intelligence can do a better job than the standard clinical risk model when it comes to predicting breast cancer. That's according to a new study in the journal Radiology. Researchers from Kaiser Permanente, Northern California, applied five different AI algorithms to thousands of mammograms and found each one was better at predicting the five-year risk for breast cancer than the standard risk model known as Breast Cancer Surveillance Consortium, or BCSC.
Among women at highest risk, AI was able to predict up to 28% of cancers compared to the 21% predicted by the standard model. Evacuations are underway in southern Ukraine after a dam was blown up. Ukraine is blaming Russia. More from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This is an outrageous act.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Slovakia today.
The destruction of the Kakhovka Dam today puts thousands of civilians at risk and causes severe environmental damage.
And he said again, Russia's war on Ukraine has changed the security environment for the long term.
A big drug maker is suing the federal government.
The lawsuit from Merck challenges the plan to have Medicare negotiate the prices of certain prescription drugs. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are confident we will succeed. There is nothing in the Constitution that prevents Medicare from negotiating lower drug prices.
Lawyers for Merck argue the drug pricing scheme violates the Fifth Amendment's takings clause and also forces the company to accept terms it might not agree to in violation of the First Amendment. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
CBS's Jim Krasula says there's been a settlement in a high-profile sexual misconduct case.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has settled a lawsuit with a woman who claims he raped her in a New York City hotel room. The accuser was seeking $6 million in damages, while Gooding maintained through his lawyers that it was consensual sex. Authorities have said at least 30 women have accused the actor of sexual misconduct.
A British royal testified in a London courtroom today in his lawsuit against a tabloid.
Prince Harry and his fellow plaintiffs insist stories about them could only have been obtained by phone hacking or other illegal means. The lawyer for the Mirror Group newspapers insisting there's no evidence to support that claim.
CBS's Vicky Barker in London. At this hour, the Dow is down slightly. S&P 500 and NASDAQ both up strongly. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Streaming June 8th on Peacock, a new original series called Based on a True Story.
She is the victim of the West Side Ripper.
It's him. I know my killers.
Variety listed among the most anticipated shows of the summer.
What if we make a podcast about this? We could bring him in on it.
Bring the killer in on what?
The podcast.
From the Emmy Award-nominated producer of The Boys and the Emmy Award-nominated executive producer of Ozark.
Are you in danger?
No, I'm hiding something.
We are in too deep.
Starring Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina, a new original series called Based on a True Story, only on Peacock.
Pro paint days are here at Lowe's. Now through June 16th, Lowe's MVPs members can start earning 20% back in paint rewards via Lowe's e-gift card when you spend $100 or more on qualifying paint purchases. Stock up on top paint brands like our new and exclusive HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams SpecRite Pro Interior Paint. Lowe's knows pros. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/L/pro loyalty terms. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows around 51. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies again. Tomorrow night, lows around 44. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this June 6th, 2023. Have your host, James J. here. We are going to be joined at right at the half an hour mark by CEO Matt Lund. He is going to be our guest from the Southland County YMCA. We're looking forward to talk with Matt in just a little bit. Right now, we have with us in studio Hannah Wendels. Hannah is the community health worker along with bike share program manager with our Wood County Health Department. Always love catching up with our friends over at the Wood County Health Department. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. How is everybody over at the health department doing?
Everybody's good. Good. It's really nice to be in and see everybody.
Can imagine.
Yes.
Probably hasn't gotten old yet.
No, I imagine.
Right on. Hannah's with us today to talk a little bit about our bike share program in Wisconsin Rapids here, as well as in Marshfield. And you and I were talking in our pregame. We haven't even gotten to talk about Marshfield yet.
No, we haven't. Marshfield's kind of new.
It's exciting. So before we get too ahead of ourselves, though, what is the River Riders Bike Share and Marshfield Community Bike Share?
Yes. So River Riders and Marshfield Community Bike Share, they are both app-based programs, and they are open to everybody. So visitors, community members, whether you live here or not, it is for everyone. And we're fortunate now to have those two programs. So we've got Bike Share on the south end here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we also have our Bike Share program up in the north end. So it's really
When it comes to the where is the River Riders Bike Share located? How about that part?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a little bit of a curveball.
It is because it's not like Marshfield Community. You can tell right off the bat where is Marshfield.
Yeah. Yes.
But River Riders Bike Share is located in Wisconsin. So we've got three different stations available right now in the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Now, what are the exact locations of the bike share stations?
Yeah, so for our locations this year, we currently just have the three active stations in Wisconsin Rapids. So we have our most popular location, which has been the most popular location year after year, and it's my personal favorite, located at White Sands Beach in Lake Wazeecha. And then we've also got the McMillan Memorial Library Station active. And then our newest location as of last year is located on the West Grand Avenue Bridge, like right at the end of the bridge. And it meets the corner of West Grand Avenue and First Avenue. So it's been a very popular location as well. You can grab your bike and hop right on the trail along the river there. On Thursdays, the farmer's market down there soon. So it's a really, really cool spot. You got that new park, everything just kind of fits really well together.
It really is a good spot for it. Now, I want to get in more about the spots and locations in a moment, but before we do, wasn't there always six bike share locations?
Yes, there were six locations up until this year, and the hope is that we will get those other three locations back out, but unfortunately, due to funding and a couple other things, we could only roll out three stations up. Which is fine. And we had the other three locations at the Wisconsin Zoo, Quality Foods West Grand Avenue and Henry Demitz Park. And they all did very well. So we're a little bummed that we can't have them out this year, but hopefully halfway through the season, we can get some more funding in and roll out all those stations
again. And and not to get too into the weeds here or anything like that, or to put you on the spot, but the funding for this, does it mainly come from us using these bikes?
Actually, it doesn't. So bike share, it's not a moneymaker. It really isn't at the heart of it. It's an amenity, and we're lucky to have it. So our funding comes from donations and some of our really awesome partners. And then some of the health department work that we do, too, is just kind of in kind. But it does come from the community and the town and the city. We're always looking for more supporters and more funding so we can keep it. We want to keep it. It's been here for so long. We don't want to lose it.
Well, and especially if you are somebody that used one of those other locations and you'd like to have it back, you know, you invest in your community. That's what this is. It's donations, I know, under technically, word-wise and everything. But to me, those are investments. And we appreciate people doing that so much. I can feel, your empathy on this and wishing that we had the six. I'm with you, though, too, that, hey, it's great we have these three.
Right. I know. It is. It's a little bit of like a twofold. It's great to have three of them. It's a bummer to not have all six out, but, hey, at least we didn't have to go. And we're left with nothing.
Very good point. And I think that that perspective is very important, but also something that I think from the health department, you must have to be that way almost daily, all the time, 24/7, really. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And I think it's something we can all take a little bit of use a little bit more of that. Perspective is one of the best friends you can have.
It is. Completely agree.
Well, I want to get into the Marshfield Community Bike Share Program and where that's located and everything, but I did have a couple of things that popped in my mind as we're talking here. You mentioned, that was a popular one, or this was. Are we able to get the numbers of people? Are you able to get the data from these bikes, like down to the bike that's being used, or just location?
Oh, no, we have all of that data. So we can see, when you create an account, we can see your username, so who's been checking out the bikes, which is good for accountability, and if something there are ways that we can figure things out, but then we can see what stations they're being checked out at, what stations they're being returned at, and then if we were to ever lose a bike, we are able to track it down. It has like a GPS in it. We can find it, so it's never gone, which is super nice, because when the program originally started, it was just community donated bikes that we fixed up, and you could have them for 24 hours with a lock and key, and sometimes they would get lost or they wouldn't get returned, and that's okay. But it is nice now to be able to see all the different data, so find out where the bikes are, who's checking them out.
Yeah, that latter part there is key to the locations, I imagine.
It is key, and we're fortunate to have an awesome maintenance technician with us. His name is Jake, and he is able to move stations around to mid-season. Like if something's not working out, or it's just not getting used, or it's not visible, he can go and move that around for us along with the bikes, which is so helpful to be able to do. They're not permanent. And that works for a different event that we're a part of. We could pick up a station, bring it to an event, and then people could check out bikes. We do that for Science by the River, for example. So it's really nice.
That is really cool. That's a really unique thing about this, the way this works and everything. I love that it's not one of these things that's a community thing, but we have actual data about it. So we know, these are being used. Because I think especially when the program first started, a lot of people looked at that, hey, that's a great idea. How many people are really using that, though? I mean, a lot of us imagine, well, when I was young, I had a bike. That kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, you might think, well, I have a bike, but not everybody has a bike, and bikes are expensive. So it's really nice and affordable to have bike share and to be able to see that. And yeah, the program has grown. We did have to take like the year off in 2020, came back 2021, 2022. And to see how it has grown since last year to this year, I think we had a 76% increase in numbers from last year to this year in the Wisconsin Rapids area. Marshfield's still a little new, so it's just it increased, but it wasn't as much as what we saw in Rapids. It's okay, though. It's only 2 years of having a bike share program.
Yeah, and that's okay. So it has been around for 2 years.
2 years, yes, 2 years.
What about the location of the Marshfield Community Bike Share?
Yeah, so we have 4 locations in Marshfield, which is awesome. We've got locations at the Marshfield YMCA, the Marshfield Public Library, the Wildwood Park and Zoo, which is Marshfield's favorite location. And then we also have a station at the fairgrounds as well.
When did BikeShare expand to the Marshfield area?
Yeah, so we kind of have to backtrack a little bit to take us to Marshfield's grand opening.
I love history. Go for it.
So in 2020, we all know what happened, but our previous partner was Zagster. And Zagster informed all of their bike share programs across the country that they had to discontinue their programs due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which was super unfortunate. However, we kind of were able to take 2020 off and kind of reevaluate the bike share program, think about how can we make this better? Well, we've always wanted to expand. Do you think we could do that? And so while we were exploring options and meeting with different software partners, which is what Zagster was, they provided the app software.
Right.
We stumbled along with Colony, and Colony was super awesome. They're a small company from a small town, and so they understand what bike share is in a smaller rural area. So when we partnered with them, we were able to also purchase all the bikes. So now we own the bikes, and then we could purchase 20 more bikes and 4 more stations for Marshfield, which is super cool to own these bikes now and not have to, you know, pay to rent them every year and have those costs on top of the software costs.
Cost effective.
It is cost effective. So we launched the program in 2021 in Marshfield, and it went over super well. And I guess this is our third year.
It's even more impressive and very cool to hear the breakdown of that. When you started a lot of this with the bike share program, is not about making money. It's not a profit driven thing. It's a community driven thing. It's a good hearted, goodwill driven thing. That makes it even more unique and cool to break that down for us like that. So what are the exact locations of the bike share stations in Marshfield?
Yeah, so we've got our popular location at Wildwood Park and Zoo. It's kind of right in the front, right behind the aquatic center in Marshfield. You'll see it kind of right there in a little parking lot.
Okay.
And then if you go to the YMCA, it's also in the grassy area by the parking lot, which is cool to have it at the YMCA. You could do your workout inside and then hop on a bike and get outside, which is
really cool. That's pretty cool.
It is, right? And then the library also gets a lot of use. It's in a very visible spot in Marshfield. It's right on the corner by the public library, so that's great. And then the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds is probably our least used location, but we really like keeping it there to reach a different audience.
Yes.
It is kind of a nice and unique location to have it at the fairgrounds. And when the fair is there, it just gets all this visibility.
And as the summer goes on, it sounds like you're able to adjust and move possibly if need be.
Yes. Yeah. If something's not working out. We've had these conversations with some of our kind of players up there in that area, and they're great. We have some really awesome supporters of bike share in the Marshfield area, but we've talked about other locations. We have like 3 additional ones in our back pocket if something wasn't working out, so we'll have to see.
How much does it cost to rent a bike?
Yeah, so it's actually very affordable. Yeah. It's $1 an hour. That's really it. And at the end of your ride, which we'll talk about too, but at the end of your ride, you could get a referral code. And it's just like sending it via email or text message. You get this code and then you get a free ride. So really, you could spend $1, maybe $2, and then the next ride, you don't have to spend anything.
I'm having a hard time thinking of anything that even costs $1 anymore, right? Let alone something that you get a refund on, basically.
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. And we can make like freebie codes too. So sometimes throughout the summer, we'll throw a code out for July, or Science by the River is another event that I've mentioned. We don't charge anybody anything to have the option to ride a bike at that event. We just make up a quick little code and go on your way.
It's very cool. And it really speaks to the heart of what this is all about, is certainly getting these bikes in use and getting them into the community and that. How do you exactly check out a bike in either River Riders programs or the Marshfield program?
So for both programs, you're going to use the same application. So like I said, it is an app-based program. So you do have to go onto your smartphone, whether it's Apple or Android, whatever it is, go to the App Store and search for Colony. It's K-O-L-O-N-I, but it's pronounced Colony. So find that app, download it. And once you download the app, just like anything, you have to make a username and a password. You'll get your account open. And since there is that $1 an hour charge, you will have to put in either a credit card or a debit card number just so it can charge your card automatically. And once you do that, you are ready to check out a bike. So go to whatever station you want, open up the app, and then there's going to be a prompt that says start ride. And you're going to scan either a QR code or enter the bike ID number. Both of them are on the same little sticker on the back of the bike right above the wheel. It's hard to miss. So you can do either one, and then you are ready to go. You're ready to ride your bike wherever you want to.
You're talking about the ride itself, but how do you end the ride?
Yeah, so ending the ride, I never thought about this until I talked to some friends who were biking with me, and they all were like, oh wait, we can't just leave the bike here, we have to end it. I was like, yeah, otherwise you're gonna rack up some money. So once you're finished with your ride, you can bring your bike back to any station. It doesn't have to be the station that you picked it up from. So if you want to do a long trip from Lake Wazicha all the way to West Grand Avenue Bridge, go for it. Yeah. You can drop it off at the bridge if you want. So take your bike back to any station, reopen that app. You'll see that your ride is running, it's timing you, and then you will just be asked to end your ride. You're going to click on end ride, and then it will prompt you the next steps. You'll hear kind of like a little whirring noise. You'll lock the bike, and that's it. And then you'll get that referral code, so you can receive a free ride.
It's I dare say it couldn't be simpler.
It couldn't. No.
It's pretty cool. That is really good. What if you have questions or issues starting or ending your ride? I could see that being something.
And that, we do get that. So if there are any issues with your ride, like this bike won't unlock or this bike won't lock up, you can report it in the Collins app, and all of those issues will come straight to us. Like, it doesn't just float out there in the middle of nowhere. We will get those. We can see them as they come in live. The more detail you provide, the better. So let us know what's going on. And if you're worried about, just spent all this money and it's not locking or whatever it might be, like you've been riding it all day and you're trying to end it and you're up to $8 or something, like, we'll make note of that. We can refund you and make sure that you didn't have a bad experience, and you will come back again. So just put it into the app, report the issue, or if you really want to get a hold of somebody, the best way to reach out to us right now is on our Facebook page, which if you search for River Riders Bike Share, that goes for the River Riders program and the Marshfield Community program. So you can tap into there, send us a message. It comes right to me, and we can get it all sorted out.
Hannah told us right from the beginning of all this, and again, we're speaking with Hannah Wendels from the Wood County Health Department. This is not about making money. This is about helping the community and being a part of things. So much like I remember my mom dealing with this at the library quite a bit over at McMillan here. There are book fines if you don't return a book in time or you damage it or something like that. But that's that is more for other customers and for other people. That's not like for the library to make money or something like that. It's because we live in such a business society, our brains tend to go business, business, business. And not all business is about profit. You know, it's about people in this sense.
Yeah.
I think we're a little confused by that, though, sometimes in this society. So, like, what's going on with that? Somebody's got to be making money off of this. Like, no.
Who's making money? This isn't just for fun.
We're making smiles. We're making memories. We're making feelings here and stuff. We have a beautiful community. We have a beautiful area. Marshfield's got a beautiful area. It's a great opportunity to get kids and get people out there more. And this is not discluding adults by any means or anything. I want you out there pumping those legs and getting that blood pumper, that blood pressure, you know, healthy and all those things.
Yeah.
But we know that kids ride bikes more. And as a kid growing up that didn't always have a bike, that couldn't ride with my friends when they went to the pool or something like that, or anything, or God help me, those pegs that they had in the back.
Yes.
And you had to hang on.
Yeah, for dear life. Yeah.
I have arches in my feet basically from those things. But any of these things, like, now we have the option, hey, kid, you can ride a bike. That's, I mean, there's no price we can put on something like that. That's priceless.
It's a
pretty cool thing to be able to do. What if you don't have a credit card or debit card? This part gets a little trickier.
It does get a little trickier, and we're very aware of that. We're always, one of the biggest goals and part of our mission with BikeShare is to make it be for all, truly for all. And I know that some of us don't have a bank, some of us don't have a credit or a debit card. I recognize that. Right now, unfortunately, the application and to check out a bike, it does require a card of some sort. However, there are ways, they're not the easiest ways, but there are ways that we could bypass that option. And it could be working with an organization, another community organization, maybe it's a library in your area, or Health and Human Services, or us at the health department. And this is just speaking in
general. Yeah.
You could partner with this organization and they could have the ability to check out a bike for people that they're working with. And that's kind of cool. And they could check out multiple bikes if they needed to. It's just a different app. And there would be a little bit of training that would happen from my end. And then anybody could actually receive that bike. So if you are somebody who doesn't have a means to check out a bike or have the funds to do so or whatever it might be, or you know someone who could benefit from this, please reach out to me. We could figure it out and find ways to make sure that biking truly is for all, because that's what we want to be about.
Speaking of that, do you accept sponsorships or donations for the Bike Share program?
Yes, we do. We do accept sponsorships and donations. So we've kind of got some different ways, and I look at sponsorship too as working with the person who would like to donate or sponsor. I don't want it to be kind of like a cookie cutter fits everybody, because that just doesn't work. So if you want to sponsor bike share, we can chat about the ways that you want to do it, whether it's sponsoring an entire station. Maybe you want your company's logo up there on the bike station. This station was sponsored by that person. Or maybe you want it on the bike. We could put individual logos on bikes. That's something new we're trying this year. In the past, we've done the baskets, and we can still do baskets. But we did just receive some new bike fenders. And you can kind of think of this as like a moving billboard. So on the bike fender, it'll be nice and big on the front. And you could put your company's logo right there on the bike. And anytime someone takes that bike around town, there goes your logo. So we have ways that we could work with you to figure out how many bikes do you want to do? How much do you want to pay? That's kind of what I want to do, is work with you, find the best solution that works for your company.
It's an incredible advertising opportunity.
It is. I really hope it grows. It's new this year. We're kind of trying it out. It works for other bike share programs within the state and outside the state too. So we're going to give it a whirl.
It's a moving billboard. Like, that's such a great line. That's so good. And that's, it's so true. Like,
it is.
If I'm a company, because like for me, I have a History of the Simpsons one-man show that I've been trying to get off the ground for a long time. It's 4 hours. Nobody wants to see it. But maybe I get a little good PR doing something like this, and maybe a couple people will show up.
Maybe, I'll show up.
Yeah, thank you. You rock. Anything else to share or watch out for with this?
Yeah, so if you do want updates on bike share, any fun posts that we're putting out there, or even potential group bike rides. We don't have any scheduled yet, but we will hopefully have a couple this summer and this fall. And other events that Bike Share is going to be a part of, whether it's Signs by the River, something up in Marshfield, Hub City Days, all the fun stuff. Follow us on Facebook. That's the best way. We don't have a website right now. So if you're on Facebook, find River Riders Bike Share, and you'll get all the updates, and you can message us for any questions.
It's easy to find. I just typed into my search bar that, and it popped up right away. I encourage people to do that. And one more time, Hannah, if you don't mind, let's go over the locations one more time for Rapids and for Marshfield.
Yes, so we can start with Rapids. We currently have the White Sands Beach Lake Wazicha location, the end of the bridge on West Grand Avenue. We've got the other station located at McMillan Memorial Library. Wraps up for Rapids. And then in Marshfield, we have the Marshfield YMCA, the Marshfield Fairgrounds, the Marshfield Public Library, and the Wildwood Park.
Anna, I really, really appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, is there a way to reach you?
Yes, give me a call. My office number is 715-421-8530. I'd love to hear from you.
And you did it. You did it. You got to the end, Anna. Hannah's done a couple of interviews with us, but hasn't been in studio before. Not so bad.
This has been fantastic. I prefer this.
Yeah, just a little painful. Not too bad. Just a little painful.
Just a little bit, but I got through.
Appreciate you, Hannah. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Please say hi to everybody over there, the whole team at the Wood County Health Department for us.
I will do that.
Appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Want to adopt a pet but aren't sure where to start? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Meet your potential new pet and get great animal care advice from these honored local guests. Experts in what they do, including food and treats from the Fed store, specialty toys, chews, leashes, and more with Bow Wow Meow, grooming tips from paws to tail, plus training and boarding ideas from the Rough Ranch, all Wisconsin Rapids-based businesses. It's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by these pet-loving sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, and locally grown radio WFHR. See you there.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows around 51. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies again. Tomorrow night, lows around 44. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Welcome back, everybody, to Midday Magazine, 3:30 on the clock, for this June 6th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we are joined right now by our good friends. We have CEO of your Southfield County YMCA, Matt Lund, with us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Appreciate the time. Thanks for being here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm not sure how much she's going to talk, but I do want to introduce her just in case she does, so the audience knows where that great voice is coming from. We have Aaron Hess, branch executive with our Southfield County YMCA. Good to see you, Aaron. Thanks for being here. I might put you on the spot. We don't know. I do appreciate you being, both of you being here. We want to send a gigantic big shout out to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. Big thank you to them for that. We love talking about the why. We really, really do. We always have around here at WFHR, going back to Carl and doing Morning Magazine and all those things. But what is so much fun is, I don't know about you two, but that building is still brand new to me. I drive past it every day. And every day I see this beautiful building that looks like it just opened up yesterday, even though it's been open for a couple of years now and everything. I can't imagine what it's like working there. Oh, wait, I can a little bit. We got a new building here. I get a little bit of it. And with that, I understand how great that can feel walking into work. I recently talked to a handful of people that I know attend the Y. That feeling's the same for them. It is still brand new to them. It is still. I was talking to a girl who's been going to the Y since the new Y opened up. And she feels like it's still the first day every day walking into that building. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to the all the funding and everything that happened. I know it's been open for years. I think it's still very cool that we have this beautiful facility right here in town.
Yeah, you know, the Y is pretty unique here, being in a small town of 18,000 people. And obviously we serve the surrounding communities. But the neat thing about it is the diversity and the multi-generational aspect of the facility, that when you come in, you can come in the morning and you have really one set of generational individuals, but then you come in the evening and it's a completely different community.
Yeah.
And that's the unique and special thing about it. Yeah. And so, yes, the building is big, it's beautiful, but the great thing about that big, beautiful building is it brings in everybody from our community. And then you get connected. You know, mm-hmm. And then socialization, yes, you can come work out, you can come swim, you can take classes. You know, there is childcare, which is obviously a huge need, but it's the uniqueness of the multi-generational piece and being very diverse. That's what is special.
It comes down to the people. Yeah, right. It really does. Beautiful building, but nothing without the people.
One side note on it real quick is that when the building was built, if I know the numbers correctly, is that they were looking at maybe having around 5,000 to 6,000 members. In the current building, we have over 10,000 members. And when you think of that impact and that community footprint, yeah. That you have more than 10,000 people a part of one thing in this small of a community, that's huge. That's special.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, just people really to grasp that number and understand that impact, it's rare. It's a rare
it really
thing.
Is. So it's Aaron, thoughts? No, I'm joking. I just wanted to put you on the spot for a second. I just wanted to tease you. I'm sorry.
Not fair.
It's not. Matt, I wanted to talk a little bit about you and your experience with the Y and your vision for this area.
Yeah, so my overall experience, I've been with the Y for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I left in the middle of my career, actually living at just close to Point. I was the CEO of the National Wellness Institute. But my time in the Y, I actually worked in a small Y down in the southern part of Wisconsin. Then went on to Chicago and worked as an operations director there, a couple different Ys. Went down to Wichita, Kansas as an executive, and then I was in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis as an executive. And had a great opportunity to learn how to run different types of Ys in different types of communities. And my background having that, it allowed me to then bring experience and knowledge into a facility like this where it is so unique, where we can grow in many different areas, whether it is in healthy living and the programs that we offer. Looking at the really neat thing that we have is camp. Camp is 10 minutes from downtown. There are not many camps that, whether they're part of Y or not, where they're 10 minutes from a downtown or a major area. I don't want to say this is a city, but more just a town the size of Rapids, where we have what we offer out there, having the kayaks and canoes and pedal boats, the archery and the hatchet throwing. And we host a lot of weddings and a lot of events, a lot of corporate events. And it's just when you're out there, you feel like you're in the middle of the mountains or the middle of the woods somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it just gives you this feeling of. And so knowing that we have these great tools and resources, it allows us to then expand in our services that we offer to the community. And that's what I'm excited about. Yeah. And as we look at growing our team, and as we look at more trainings, and as we look at how we service this community, I just foresee us continuing to expand and really get even a larger reach than what we currently have right now. And we currently serve from really kind of the Plover area. Even we have members that come from Point that come here all the way down to Adams Friendship and the other surrounding communities. And so there's a large reach. It's great.
You touched on this already a little bit as far as your vision for this. In a place where organic conversations happen, where people run into people they haven't seen maybe in a while, or strangers meet strangers and become friends. There's so many other layers to this than certainly living a healthy lifestyle or getting a good workout in or some swimming in or pickleball or any of these things. There's a lot of addedness to it that a community like ours really can embrace and really, really get behind. I think it's part of the reason why for the popularity of the Y. When you gave us those numbers earlier, I wasn't that surprised by it, only because I know I talked to so many people in this community that have been taking advantage of that Y and loving going over there and using that. And one of the biggest things I hear from people is, you'll never guess who I ran into. It's got to be one of the most common sentences I hear from somebody, because they just run into these people that they haven't seen in years, or somebody that they only talk to online, and they're finally seeing them in person or something like that. It's a really cool thing to be able to offer.
Yeah, and the great thing too is that whether somebody is falling on hardship and they financially are not doing well right now, we do have scholarships to help people. And a lot of times we love to see the kids be able to do that. So the family has fallen on hardship and they want to get their kids more involved, they can, whether it's youth sports or it's in swim programs or needing childcare help. You know, we can help them with that financial aspect. But when you come in and being able to have somebody that maybe is well off, maybe a multimillionaire, who knows? You know, we have people in this area that, yes, they have money, but you would never know.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing, is that you can come in and you can be talking with somebody that coming from two different backgrounds, two different areas of life and where they are in their journey, and they're equal. And, and that's the great thing about it. And there just aren't many places like that. And especially where we are right now with everything happening in society and politically and everything else, is that when you come to the Y, we are all one. And that is the great special thing about it.
Yeah, I love that. I want to, if you don't mind, rewind for just a second to the scholarships and the sponsoring and such. When I was a kid growing up in Chicago, the Y there, very similar to the Y here. A lot of us were able to go to it because of things like that. And when we first moved out here, and I love basketball. I love playing basketball. And we've got a great arena there in the Port Edwards area and stuff. I cannot tell you how many games I played over there. I was able to do things like that thanks to our Y, thanks to the a lot of these things. We didn't have money growing up. There's no way I thought I'd be able to use a Y, but we had the relationship we did in Chicago. And we come up here, and we just had a feeling. And sure enough, the Y here is very similar. Where this is years ago. This is before the new building. I wanted to make sure, because I've talked about this before, that how cool I think it is that you guys do that, that you don't let money get in the way of people using that Y. But I talk about the new building quite a bit. I don't think I mentioned enough that this has been the case with the Y for a very long time. The Y has always been about this.
Yeah, and starting in Port, you know, you think about how that facility got started and the vision that the Alexander family had and how it was serving the community at that time. I mean, life was so much different even 20 years ago, and then you go back further than that and what the community needed, the size Y that they built at that time. I mean, the being able to be a visionary like that and understand that people need something like that. And then now we took the next step building a larger building, and overall the community that's being served, it is a better base here, but the port facility still is very special and what it did at the time. And it still serves to be, and still is special to this day. But now we again have expanded down to Adams Friendship. We have a facility down there and then again in camp. And I do want to throw one quick thing out is that my family and I are huge into pickleball. Absolutely love it. I'm blessed to have four kids. Two of my kids are actually sponsored by Selkirk. And then my wife and I, we travel around as a family and compete in high level tournaments. And so for me, and I think the staff really jumped onto this, is that pickleball, yes, it's a great sport, but what it does socially, emotionally, physically for people, it's no different than like basketball. You know, it brings people together, gives you a chance to socialize and you know, get those healthy habits built. And out of everything, relieve stress. You at least hope. You know, you hope that when you go play that you leave less stressed than when you got there, in theory, unless, you know, something happens on the court or, you know, somebody brings out.
You can get a little competitive sometimes.
And that's okay. But that's a great thing, though, is that you can go out and you can just play to have fun, or you can go out and find a good group and you know, go that direction. So I think growing in the community, again, pickleball is a tool, but it's something that is a large focus for myself and I think for why as well. So it brings more, again, diversity, brings more people in. And so it's just one of those things I want to throw out that, yes, we have a lot of focus
right now. The community here, the world itself, but really our community is really back to pickleball. It's just blown up the way it is here, and the way I hear people talking about, I am way behind on this. I got to get my pickleball in. I got to learn this sport. I got to get in on this and everything.
Well, we run clinics every month. So come sign up for one. We run them and people love them. So.
And we'll tell you how you can sign up for that and other things with the Y before we wrap up today. I did want to touch on something else, the investments to update the camp facilities. I think that you all, again, newish building, got a lot going on. I don't think the community would expect any of these kind of things. But yet you guys are working and there are things going on behind the scenes. Can you tell us anything about these recent investments and how they could update camp facilities?
Sure. So camp, yes, we have this big, beautiful building and a lot of focus was put on that facility. And so unfortunately, camp got a little neglected. It was nothing intentional, but it happened because there was so much effort put in. To this facility, beautiful facility that we have now. But when I started here, I've been here about 2 years, so I'm learning as much as anyone else. But I went out and I saw the potential of what camp could offer. And again, being so close to town, is the board, myself, the staff, we sat down and decided that this needed to be something that it had to have direct attention. And so the board and again, myself and the staff, we sat down and said, we want to make a financial investment. We want to be very intentional about what we're doing. And so we've invested a few a few hundred thousand dollars in going out there and bringing new buildings, upgrading the current buildings we have, landscaping, new equipment, sports equipment, trainings for staff, new boats, fishing equipment. I mean, you just kind of keep going down that path. The best thing I can encourage people to do is go on our website and take a look at what we have, and then also we're really pushing out on Facebook. It seems that a lot of people here are using Facebook. Go on, pull up Camp Alexander. But want to throw out also a very big thank you to the Lester family for over the years supporting Y and getting it to where it is today, and now we get to work off of that great foundation. We have had some great relationships with the Alexander family, Lester family, and obviously the Legacy Foundation, that they do so much great support in our community. So.
These are these are trailblazers you're mentioning, and it's great to be able to pick up the mantle and keep that going, keep that moving. I appreciate you mentioning those. Appreciate the time as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Matt Lund, CEO of your Suffolk County YMCA. Maybe Aaron, maybe we'll see. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun talking about the Y. Again, a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment here on WFHR.
Tri-City Services is proud to celebrate their 78th anniversary, and they want to share the celebration with you. For a limited time, Tri-City Services is offering an early bird AC tune-up for just $78. That's right. Keep yourself cool this summer and save some money while you're at it.
But that's not all. If you're in the market for a new system, Tri-City Services has a deal for you. Purchase a new system from Tri-City Services and receive $780 off, which could qualify you for up to $1,300 in energy savings through Wisconsin Focus on Energy. Celebrate with Tri-City Services by taking advantage of our AC tune-up and system deals. Visit Tri-City Services' website at calltricity.com and call 715-423-5840 to schedule your tune-up. Tri-City Services, serving our community for 78 years and counting. You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Welcome back to Midday Magazine for this June 6th, 2023. We are speaking with some of our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. A big thank you again to Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. Matt Lund, CEO with your Southwood County YMCA, is with us right now. Matt and I have been talking about a handful of things, and one of the things I wanted to get into was new equipment at our Wisconsin Rapids location. I wanted to touch on that a little bit with you.
Yeah, we actually just yesterday had it installed. We want to make sure that every few years we continue to update. And again, going back to the number of members that are coming in our facility, when you have 10,000 members, there is really not a time that that equipment is not being utilized. And so we want to make sure that we keep up to date with the cardio and the strength equipment and stay relevant to how people come in and train and stay fit. Yes, we have other facilities. We need to continue to update there as well. But this one definitely gets most usage when you have a few thousand a day that continue to the facility. So we just did, again, install, and we work with Matrix, Matrix equipment, and the new equipment is beautiful. And so we have everything you can possibly want and desire to come in and work out and hit every single muscle in your body.
Yeah.
We have great staff that are constantly walking the floor. If you come in and you're interested in a membership or your current member and you want to get a consultation on how to use the equipment, we're more than happy to help you out. We have some great personal trainers there to also work with new members or even existing members who want to help increase what they've currently been doing. You know, as people probably, they feel they go work out for a couple months and they see results and then they stop seeing those results. And it's a matter of how hard you start pushing yourself and, you know, really burning those calories and pushing those muscles and expanding on what you're doing. And so sometimes you just need some help. Yeah. And we're there to help, and we have, again, some great staff to be there to get that assistance.
Maybe I was lucky being raised by my dad. He's a former athlete, hockey player, boxer, and I've been working out since I was a little kid. And I lucky to have him there because I've seen so many of my friends just when I want to work out, and they just jump on a set of weights. Yep. And there's a quick way to hurt yourself, and you're gonna do the exact opposite of what you're trying to do as far as build up whatever you're trying to build up. You're just going to be setting yourself back 10 steps.
Correct.
The staff at the Y is so friendly and literally there to help you. They want to be asked questions, put them to work, make them answer these questions, you know, ask them stuff if you are not sure about things, especially some of this new equipment looks pretty cool, interesting. You want to check it out. Ask before you dive onto one of those machines.
Don't be intimidated, but don't be afraid to ask the question. And a lot of people will come in and again, if they haven't worked out for years, me, myself, being a former athlete, high-level play, basketball, in other sports as well, is that in my brain, I still think I can go throw up 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And yet, if I go do that, I'm going to end up in the hospital.
Right.
It's not going to be good. And so go in, start yourself out, and if anything, if you feel uncomfortable, get a couple personal training sessions. You know, just get it, maybe get three of them, and get yourself comfortable again, get yourself used to the equipment. Understand where your body currently is, especially going through COVID. A lot of people stopped doing their routines. They got out of shape. They got into worse eating habits, stress, anxiety, everything that goes with it. Is that you need to be able to come back and find out where you are now and then how you thrive from there. And it doesn't hurt to ask for help.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're adding some additional strength equipment, it sounds like.
Yes, adding the strength equipment and cardio equipment, so bench presses or free weights.
Yeah.
Lot more free weights than what we had before.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay,
yeah, so new leg extensions, glutes. I mean, there's a lot of things that are in there. Again, I think every muscle you want to work out, you can find what you need, and there are a lot of new pieces.
It's one of those places where you'll find muscles. Like, oh, I didn't even know that was a muscle. Like,
why does that hurt?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you have going on over there. I wanted to dive into the campaign, certainly the golf event coming up. Let's start with the campaign.
Sure. So like I had said earlier, we want to support our community in every way that we can. And so every year we have to fundraise. Even though we have a great relationship with some of these larger foundations, we still need money for our general operations. We do not get any state funding or government funding if our budget goes south or whatever it might be. We run independently. And so we work with our own board, our own leadership staff. And so we have to be able to support that. And we want to be able to support and get funds in to then turn around and give it back to the community. And so we do our annual campaign every year. That annual campaign, our goal this year is $207,000. But the Y gives out over $400,000 a year in scholarships. And so we want to be able to raise that much. Mm-hmm. But we also know that we have a community that is, I think we have some philanthropists in the area, and I think we have people that want to give. Mm-hmm. But we know that the community is giving what they can. And there are a lot of great needs in this community and foundations and other organizations that support the community. And so, just want to put it out there that the Y does do fundraising. And right now we are doing the fundraising. So if anyone's interested, you can come in, make a direct donation to the Y. You can mail a check in, note it as annual campaign donation. But we need to increase every year on how much we raise so we can continue to support what we give out, which is, again, over $400,000.
Yeah.
And then we have our golf outing that supports this mission as well for us. Our golf outing is on August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
People can find it on our website if they'd like to register. And they can also find it on Facebook. And they can follow the link and register for that as well. Or they can stop in the Y and ask for Stephanie Lund. And she is our events coordinator, and she can get them all set up with registration. We take individual registrations, team registrations, and we also take in sponsors and corporate registrations as well. So there is a lot of opportunity, and we're always looking for donation items as well for doing like a silent fundraiser or a silent auction. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah,
like my brain went blank on that piece. But getting in the silent auction stuff, we'll take in donations from businesses who maybe want to promote, and we'll help them promote by doing that as well.
Doing this show for a while now, I've talked to a number of members from the Y, and we used to have Raquel Novak on with us. And one of the things I tease her about, and I'm going to tease you guys about, you're too darn humble over there. You guys are so sweet and humble, and I appreciate it, and I respect that very, very much. Yeah, depends on the day, right? But what I want to say is that the campaign, I agree with everything you were saying. There's so many good campaigns, so many good nonprofits, different organizations out there, and we never tell anybody what to do with their money. But I will say that when you do add to the campaign at the Y, there's not many that you can do that hit on so many fields, and so many different things that affect the community in so many different ways that lap over or bleed into other areas. This really is one of those things where you invest in this campaign, you are truly making an impact in your community. You are truly doing something that can affect so many people and so many strangers that you may never even know or meet, but you know you're helping.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is if somebody, let's say somebody wants to donate, but they say, you know what, I really love the fact that we support the community, but I really love aquatics, and I want to see the aquatics program grow, and that's where I want my money to go. And I want to support the swim team in that, and that's where I want all my funds to go. We can do that. Or somebody comes in and says, I really want to support seniors in the area, and so therefore I want the funds that I donate to go to seniors. We can make sure that happens. Youth sports or whatever it might be, a camp. If someone wants to donate directly to camp, then we can take those funds and use them directly for camp scholarships as well. So they can be directed. It's not just going into one pot and then it's like, well, it's just going to go wherever it goes.
Yeah.
That can't happen. But if someone wants it directed to something they're passionate about, we can make sure that happens.
It's a really unique opportunity to be able to offer to people. That's very cool to be able to do.
I can just show just a little bit of a shout out for our staff this year too. So we launch our annual campaign with our staff themselves. Mm-hmm. And this year was record amount for how much our staff pledged.
That's
so
cool.
It's nice when you have that amount of buy-in from your staff, because not only, working at the Y is like working for no other organization. I can say that all the time.
have staff that are just so, have such incredible buy-in and just that passion for community, mm-hmm. you know, that you're doing something right. So
good. I'm spoiled in this job. I get to talk to a lot of nonprofits. And if there's a consistent theme, it's not about the money. We all want to keep our lights on, be able to put food on the table, take care of our kids, those kind of things. But there are so many people that I get to meet in the they're paid in so much more than dollars and cents. The investment that they get a return on, it has nothing to do with numbers and any of that kind of stuff. And I'm never not blown away by that. I think that I know that I'm not alone. I know others out there, you out there listening, can feel very similar to this. We're touching on the golf outing, and we'll be closer to it. We'll promote it and talk about it a lot more, certainly bring you guys on, and we'll be talking about it on our shows and everything. But as far as for those out there listening that may have not heard of the golf outing event before or anything, you guys want to touch on it a little bit more, any more detail to it, or do you want to just wait until we get closer to August?
I think the biggest thing for people to find the information the fastest is going to be on our Facebook page and our website. As soon as you go to the website, in fact, I'm looking at your computer here, mm-hmm. it comes up right on the front page.
Yeah.
And so it's at the Ridges, and it's August 7th. I would say go on there. You can print out the flyer, get all the information you need. It's easy to find. So Facebook and website. And then stop by the branch if you'd like.
Matt, I am a journalist, and I have to ask the hard questions sometimes, and I have to do some things that I don't always want to do. So I have to wrap up the interview talking pickleball with you. We get to talk pickleball.
Such
I'm
a
just
bad
kidding.
Subject.
I know, no. I know it's going to be tough. I know it's going to be tough. As you mentioned earlier in the interview and everything, you and your wife, your family, big fans of pickleball. You love the sport. Let's tell people, take me, for example. I haven't played it before, but I'm an athletic guy. I like doing athletic things. I just haven't had the time to learn the sport. Yep. Is it something that takes a while to pick up?
So I'll try to make this quick, is that I actually started playing pickleball in it was March of 2021. And again, being a former athlete, I have been usually pretty quick. I'm able to pick up pretty quick on sports. And I started playing pickleball, and I thought it was the dumbest sport that he played.
Yeah.
I was like, this paddle doesn't work right. Mm-hmm. The ball doesn't bounce right. It's a wiffle ball. Don't understand the rules. I don't understand the scoring. It didn't make any sense. And then it took me about 3 months before I finally figured out, okay, here's how you do this, and here's how you hit. And it takes practice. And just like any other thing you want to be good at. And being a former athlete, it'll humble you a little bit. And so taking the clinics are great. And again, we offer clinics at the Y. There is a great group of people here that play at Winter Park. They play at the Y as well. The Y is going to be looking to offer tournaments and jamborees and ladder leagues. And so that'll be stuff we build in the future. But pickleball is great because you can be somebody who's an athlete or a non-athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's special about it. Now, they have different skill level rankings. So you can be a beginner, and that's usually around your 2.5 to 3.0.
Mm.
And then you have your 3.25, 3.5, and then 3.75, 4.0. When you get above 4.0, you're a good player.
Mm.
And then when you reach 4.5 plus, you are getting to be a great player. And then obviously you can play in the open divisions and pro divisions. And so you can find a court that has your level play.
Yeah.
And again, the great thing is you don't have to be an athlete. You can get out, you can find a group that's at your level. You can play, you can have fun, you can socialize, you can meet new people. It's a great way to get out and do something, especially if you've never been an athlete. You're going, how do I get out and be active? But how do I get out and make friends? Yeah. And there are a lot of seniors that play, and some of them I've met, some of them are widowed. And they're looking for a way to connect again, and they've gone through they may be still going through a grieving process. They looking to get out and reach, have outreach somehow. This is a great way to do it because you're not having expectations that you need to be somewhere that you're not. And that's what's special about there. And to me, there's honestly no other sport that's like that you can go out and you can have, like my kids, I have a 13-year-old, 12-year-old, 9-year-old and 8-year-old. And they go out and they're playing at the parks with these individuals. Now, my 12 and 13-year-old are actually very, very good. They compete at a very high level. And they are out as a 12-year-old playing with an 80-year-old right next to them. And they're enjoying the sport. And that's the great thing about it. It's multi-generational as well. So I encourage everybody to get out, give it a try. Let us help and support you if we need. But encourage you to get out and just do it.
Sold me. Sold me on it. I'm sold. Really, really appreciate the time, you two. Thank you so much for everything you're doing for the community. We appreciate that and appreciate the time hanging out with us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Big thank you to our friend, CEO Matt Lund, and of course, our good friend Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director with the Southfield County YMCA. We want to thank one more time Tri-City Services for sponsoring the segment. Find out more by going to swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow, right from 3 to 4 here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1328.